My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Hello, Bo. So the Manning cast was back last night. Lots of Bill Belichick. Having Bill Belichick on for the first half of the entire game is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
So within that, we got to see a few different personalities of Bill Belichick. Here's Bill Belichick hates the Jets.
That's kind of what it's been there at the Jets. You know, barely won over 30% in the last 10 years. So, you know, the owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim.
Ready, fire, aim.
He was the head coach for a lot of that. He pretty much was handpicked to take that job. He was like, no.
Wasn't he only the interim, but it happened twice? He's kind of explaining that last night.
He was like, no, I don't want to be the head coach here. I want to go to New England.
He left him at the altar.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to go to New England.
He's never going back there. If it was cemented it last night or whatever, but he's also right. Like, he's nothing that he said was wrong
it's
about
a bad
them.
Dumpster fire, an organization. Yeah.
It's been a dumpster fire, man. It has been.
I do think that it's too much with Belichick on that show. Like, I just like Peyton and Eli together watching the game, talking about the game. When they have all the extra stuff, and I realize that's the whole thing, but when it's just the two of those guys talking football, it's really great. And then you get all the extra stuff, and I don't know, it's too much.
So here's Bill Belichick, the psychic.
Two-man rush, Bill. I'd Hail Mary it. I would Hail Mary it.
He's got success with these. He caught it. Oh, it came out. He caught it, and then it came out.
No.
He's going to give him the touchdown.
Boy, we got one set incomplete and one touchdown.
Hey.
He's saying he had it long
enough. That's Aaron Rodgers.
That's what he does. And the way the Jets played it was awful. You go two-man rush, and then you're playing the boundary. You're playing the sideline.
The Bills.
They're playing the sidelines. Like, why are they playing the sidelines?
Yeah, well, you think he's going to try to get – I guess they could have tried to get a field goal.
Because
they had – I think they had 8 seconds or
something like
that.
But
they could have, I suppose.
Yeah, but Aaron, I mean, dude, there's nothing scarier. And I've been on the field where he did it at halftime. And, I mean, and it's something like in practice when you go throughout the week and, you know, you go through the scenarios. That's always one of the scenarios on, like, a Friday practice. Dude, they practice that – Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Aaron Rodgers, Hail Mary.
What is the thing? I mean,
know.
He just throws it higher?
He gets it so high.
It's so high.
It's so high how the point goes up and how then the point comes down.
Okay, so it's easier to catch.
Yeah, like he throws it a lot like a punt.
Got it.
He throws like a punt where it goes all the way up.
But it's up there for so long, you can kind of position yourself a little bit or maybe get further back than you would need to and then come up to
it. Mentioned how he gives his receivers time to get down there.
Right.
Throw the ball to her.
Because that's the biggest thing is that you want, when the ball's coming down, you want everybody in their position where you got the jumper, you got the guy that gets in the front, and then you got the guy behind. You always want to have it, you know, you want to have them in position right there.
I just remember that one he threw against the Cardinals
was crazy.
Or the Lions. They were both
Both
crazy.
Of them were crazy.
But one of them damn near hit the
scoreboard. The Lions one was, that was when the tight end caught it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in the air as long as a punt.
But the damn, the one against the Arizona, he was running for his life. And
to the left.
To the left. It's just.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you know, say what you want, all the crazy, all that stuff. He was great.
Yeah, man.
He was great.
So after after Bill goes off, they have Jason Bateman and Will Arnett on who do a podcast together, and I think they were in a show back in the day.
Yeah, Arrested Development.
Yeah.
If you like them, then you seek them out on your own.
Yeah.
Them on that show was not great.
No, it was not great. The best thing that came out of them being on the show, and look, I actually, you kind of got to start to feel bad for Peyton Manning at some point, right?
Do you have a moderate to severely large forehead? Do you get annoyed over unimportant things like timeout usage? Do you become visibly upset when your younger and much, much cooler brother has famous guests make fun of you on your TV show? Then you need Once Weekly Peyton X. Peyton Side X. Effects may include moving pro bowls to your brother, bad tee shots, and Peyton not enjoying X. this bet. That's Peyton X.
Peyton X.
Get it wherever quarter zips are sold.
So Eli came on and said to him, and Will Arnett and Peyton Manning had never done a commercial together, although they have advertised a lot of stuff. So that was them doing a commercial together. But it was really just Peyton just sitting there
let people
while
forget
Eli bashes on his forehead some more.
Yep. That's great. I mean, his little brother has endless jokes.
He does, man.
That's what brothers do, man.
He does. But I think that Eli, I think they tortured the hell out of Eli growing
up.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I think
Peyton, I guess that's a pretty good point.
I think Peyton and Cooper used to just.
Of course they did.
Dude.
He was a little brother.
Yeah, man.
That's what big brothers do.
He's been playing trash cans.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and locked in closets and thrown in bodies of water and you name it.
Yeah.
Like, it, weird stuff put inside. Yeah, I mean, he had two big brothers. Yeah.
So y'all mentioned in the last. Last segment about Nick Sirianni being on the list of coaches that should at some point get fired. So you saw the interaction between Nick Sirianni and some fans. These fans are sitting here yelling, "Fire Nick," and all he does is clap back at him. So was this 100% necessary, you think?
What I was really doing, I was trying to bring energy yesterday, energy, enthusiasm yesterday. And I'm sorry and disappointed on how my energy was directed at the end of the game. And, you know, my energy should be all in on coaching, motivating, right, and celebrating with our guys.
I didn't see him flip anybody any birds.
No, he did not.
He's just kind of clapping back. So does he have to apologize for that?
No. He looks like a dork anyway. He just shaved his head and everything. But, I mean, I'm telling you, this dude, and I don't know nothing about him. I can go about different instances. You remember Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Remember Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it was before the game started or something. He was doing some kind of fanboy-ass like gesture towards the Chiefs, and Jalen Hurts had to like grab his hand down.
I remember that.
Remember that? Like, no, that's what he
is. I remember multiple times Jalen Hurts has had to sort of rein him back in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like,
I just remember in the Super Bowl. There's nothing wrong with this. It's a big moment also, but he was just sobbing.
Oh, the tear? Oh,
just sobbing.
Yeah.
I mean, again, happens, but that's a memory that I have from the Super Bowl.
See, like, Jalen is the grown-up.
Yeah, man. Like, you're the coach. You're supposed to be the grown-up.
Like, you're playing too much.
You're supposed to be the mature one, the leader, and all that kind of stuff. But, again, I don't care about clap. If a fan is yelling, fire
especially
me,
in Philly,
and you yell back something at them, it's if they were 5-1, no one would care.
Yeah.
It's just the team's not playing very well, and he's doing all kinds of weird stuff surrounding it.
He got some, I don't know, Doug.
He seems just kind of like a weird guy.
Yeah, I don't know, Doug. I just don't like him. I don't know why. I don't like him. I don't like it.
Seems like a big Billy Joel fan.
Yeah, man. And I ain't got nothing against Billy Joel fans. I just don't like him. Yeah. I mean, I just don't like him.
I don't know if he's really a Billy Joel fan.
He probably is.
He seems like it.
He seems like he is. I don't know what makes
Maybe that's why he shaved his head.
What makes you a Billy Joel fan?
You like his music? Then listen to
Outside of that, because you said it looks like a Billy
Joel. Oh, I don't know. I'm just making broad, sweeping generalizations.
You know, that's what I love.
I think people in that region, like Billy Joel's real big in the Northeast, right? He's from up that way.
Yeah, so is Snow, but I don't think everybody like it.
The rapper?
Remember him?
I thought he was talking about the substance.
You can tell. That. What was it?
Informer.
Informer.
Man, that guy was going to be famous forever.
He was the next Vanilla Damn Ice. And it turned out all
turns
he
out
was Caucasian.
Turns out he was.
Yes, he was. One hit. Was he Canadian?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's a good guess. Good guess, something like that. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.